Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas Daf Yud Aleph in the Ohiz Vador edition. Perek Rishon in the middle of Halacha Beis. We're starting Daf Yud Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. The Gemara says, Tamun Tanina, we learned over there, Ain't Tori Minat Tomei Ala Tori. You can't do Trumo from fruits that are Tomei and fruits that are Tor. Tani B'Shem Yab Yasi, Vim Tori Minat Tomei Ala Tori, but if you did do Trumo from Tumo and Taharo, Bein B'Shoyi Bein Mezi, it doesn't matter if you did it by mistake or you did it knowingly, Masha also, it does work. So when Ma'amar Rabbi Yosi, what Rabbi Yosi will say in our mission? Our mission, when a person did truma from olives on oil, do you say that that truma will work b'di'evit? So the Gemara, Umay in Tamon Shekulo Yefse LeKoyanim. Atol Mashal Sol. So there, when you do this, the Koyanim cannot enjoy the truma at all. Why? Because he's taking tome, fruits that are tome, and he makes it into truma. What the Koyanim can do with truma tomato? You can't eat it. You can't enjoy it. The only thing you can do with it is burn it and use it as fuel. So it's really not, the Quranim lose a lot when you make truma, which is tummy. And still you say it does work. Here, that's not such a hefsed, Quranim, the koshigan. Here, what's the hefsed, according to Rabbi Yochanan that we learned earlier? He says, because the Quranim are going to have to go and process it. It's a little more of a headache for them to process it. So they're not losing, they just have to work on it a little bit more. So then for sure, but the evidence should work. Says the more Ashkach Tani, we found the Braiso. We're going to not say the next words that Rav Chaim takes out. Ain't Torimim Zeisim al Hashem velo Anovim al Yain. You don't do olives and oil or grapes and wine. Vim Toram, now we have a gear of Rav Chaim over here. Im Toram, Trumo so Trumo divir Ameir. If he did Trumo, so then it's a good Trumo according to Ameir. Rabbi Yosi says, Vicham loim in Trumas Atzom Mehem. The Vicham hold at least the Trumo for their own Trumo. The olives themselves, they have Trumo. Vesil loim in Trumo so Trumo. And Basil says it's not truma at all. So that's what Rabbi Yosi is quoting the Machlekes B'Chama Basil. So what do you see from here? You see that according to Rabbi Yosi, even B'Diavad is not truma. So it says the Gemara, Machlefo Shitos of the Rabbi Yosi seems to be a contradiction in Rabbi Yosi. Tamanu Omar Mashos also, there he says that if he did B'Diavad, it works. V'kau Oimer and Shumas Truma, and here he says it's not going to work even B'Diavad. Says the Gemara, Taman Tumo Einu Mitzuyo. Usually, Tumo is not so common, especially when you're doing Truma. People won't make the mistake and say, oh, if this guy did Truma from Dover Tumma, Dover Tar, that's probably what he could do. People will know that it's only B'David okay, but L'chitchili shouldn't do it. When you do olives on oil, you do grapes and wine, Mitsuimim, that's very common to have to do that mistake. If you say B'David works, he's going to come and say, oh, so it's not only B'Diavad, even the Chathchili could do that. So that's what we said, B'Diavad, it doesn't work. You can never use and make truma from olives and oil and grapes on wine. Halacha Gimel Zok the Mishnah. Ein Torimim min ha-leket u'min ha-shichicho u'min ha-peyo u'min ha-hefker. You don't do truma from whatever is matasani, whatever you have to give the poor, which is leket, shichicho, peyo. Leket is the two stalks that fall in the field. Shichicho is what you forget. And peyo is the corner of the field. That's all matos anim. And hefker. And also hefker, there's no truma. The Gemara is going to explain from a pasuk. Veloi ma'aser rishon shenit lo truma. So not for ma'aser rishon that doesn't have truma. So as Rav Chaim puts out, we're not talking about that you already did truma. Then of course it's butter. Talking about that you don't need to do truma. What's the case? The din is that if Levi came and took his ma'aser before the carry, before the processing ended, so then you don't have to do truma from that part. That's called ma'aser shigdimu b'shibolim. The Levi came too early, before the chiyuv of truma began, so on these fruits you don't have the chiyuv of truma. So in this case, you can't do truma on them. V'lo ma'aser sheni ve'egdish shenivdu, or ma'aser sheni or egdish that were redeemed and now they're holy, you don't do truma on them. So Rav Chaim explains, regarding Ma'aser Sheni, they're also talking about, they did the Ma'aser Sheni before the Chiyuv of Truma. Because if not, it already has Chiyuv of Truma. Talking before it came to the obligation of Truma, he did Ma'aser Sheni, so there's no Chiyuv anymore. And only if you redeemed it, if you didn't redeem it, belongs to Hekdesh. That's the Shita of Remeir that holds the Ma'aser Sheni belongs to Hekdesh. And that's a similar idea of a Hekdesh. The Hekdesh, if you didn't redeem it, you don't have to do Truma. Continues the Mishnah of Yudalaf on base. You can't do Truma for something which is obligated in Truma, on fruits are not obligated, and vice versa. You can't do Truma for something which already is potter from Truma, because you already did Truma, on a pile of fruits that do have Truma. Once you did Truma on the first pile, you can't use them for Truma again. You can't do truma for whatever is detached from the ground, and something which is connected to the ground, and not the opposite. And the reason is, whatever is connected to the ground is potter from truma and maisa. There's no chiyuv truma and maisa until you don't detach it from the ground. You can't do truma and maisa from 1 year to another year. They all have to be the same year. Chai brings the pasuk that says, Yoytze asod is shona shona. Each one has to be in its own year. You can't do truma from Paris of Eretz Yisrael to Paris of out of Eretz Yisrael. When Paris Chutzal is to Paris Eretz, or Paris of Chutzal is to Paris Eretz Yisrael. And the reason is that truma and maisa is only in Eretz Yisrael. Chutzal is only derabanan. So you can't do one or the other. Tarmu ain't truma so truma. If they did truma in one of these cases, the truma will not be truma. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Yanai ze echod mishloisho mikriyos mechuvorim b'toyro. This is one of the three very clear psukim in the Torah. It's as if to say, there's three psukim in the Torah that are crystal clear. You know exactly what the pasuk is saying. It says, Ubo Levi kein lochelik v'nachalo imoch. The Levi will come to get meiser when he doesn't have a portion, he doesn't have a chelik and nachlo in Eretz Yisrael, so that's why you have to give him meiser. So we learn from here, only something you have, and he does not have, so you have to give him Meiser. But something that he also has the same access like you, so then you don't give him Meiser. Hefker, he can take Hefker, you can take Hefker. There's no reason that you have upper hand and Hefker more than him. And continues the Gemara, he leket, he shechicho, he peyo, he Hefker. Leket shechicho peyo is like Hefker. Any ani, any poor man can come and take it. So the Levi has access to go and take these fruits. So only something the Levi doesn't have access, you have obligation to give Meiser. More quotes the Mishnah, Lomina Ptura Lechiyuv, says more of a loy kvar tanyas hen kulu. Meaning we mentioned the Mishnah, the list of everything that's Potter. So what do you say again, Potter Lechiyuv? Which Potter we did not mention in the list? Says the Gemara, ken yimastiso, I'll tell you what the Mishnah is talking about. Lomina Perish Yiviyu Shlish, Al Perish Shaloy Yiviyu Shlish. Fruits that got detached from the ground, but they were not grown for a third of the growth, they're not chayav in truma and maaser. So when we're saying that you can't do truma from chiyuv and ptur, talk about fruits, one in each other, one grew to a third, and one did not grow to a third, that's also mina chiyuv and ptur. Says the Gemara, in the end of the Mishnah says, in Torah, I'm in truma, so truma. If you did the truma doesn't work. Says the Gemara, we're going to use the Reb Chaim's gear, so, al daite de Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, this depends on the machlokes b'cham b'silul. According to b'silul, there's never truma when you made a mistake. According to b'chamai, there's trumas atzon b'hem. There's at least a truma of what you actually did. If you took and you did it from chiyuv and ptur, so at least the chiyuv have truma mizel zeh. B'yochanan said le'el that trumas atzon b'hem according to b'chamai works in all the cases. So will work also in the case of our mishnah. So there's a machlokes if there's any truma here at all, and according to b'chamai there is truma. But according to Chizkiyah that said that only when you're doing from olives and oil, that's when Rabbi Chama says trumas atzom mehem, at least the truma of the olives are done. That's the only case that you say it. When you're doing minachiv v'laptur, you don't say trumas atzom mehem. So therefore our Mishnah that says the ancient was a truma, that sounds that there's no truma at all. According to Chizkiyah, that will apply according to Bichama and according to Basil. They don't argue in this. It's divrei hakol. Everybody agrees that there's no truma here at all. Not only there's no truma from the chiyuv and the ptur, there's also not truma between on the chiyuv itself. You don't say trumas atzom mehem according to everybody in this Mishnah, alibo de chizkiyo. And with this we conclude Yerushalmi Trumas Daf Yud Aleph.